So the sound you hear in the background is that of a barbecue. Oh, and wait. Do you like that? Okay, so, yeah, joking aside, this bit of audio is especially for some mates of mine and others who have got in touch and, in short, mildly embarrassed, said, you love the podcast, some niceties like that, love the side show, etc. But went out, this is where they get mildly embarrassed, I think, well, some of them have alluded to that. Went out, bought a, in quote unquote, in one circumstance, a moxie load of plants. Got the gardening bug, bought a lorry load of plants. I assume he meant like a trolley load, but a lot of plants nonetheless. In short, all of them have variations of this. Got home, too warm to work. Got home, fired up the barbecue, had a beer, fell asleep. Got home, got distracted, had an argument with the wife. Was one, okay, this isn't a joke, this is dead serious stuff. And now they've got plants, in short, frying out the back garden. They're not going to get it done today, they're back in work tomorrow. And the weatherman is saying this weather is set to continue. I'll turn this into a blog post on Monday, blog.donaghanlandscape.com, and there you go. And I could have waited till Friday to discuss this on the Sod Show, Dublin's only garden radio show, etc., don't you know, but that would be mildly selfish. So here's the bit that's important for you to kind of get a grasp of. Of the five factors required for the growth of any plant, one of them obviously is H2O, water. The other one is a suitable growing medium, which isn't mildly relevant at all. The other is suitable temperature. There's a scale upon which, in temperature sense, which is plant growth will kick off, and then all of a sudden it tips over the far side of the scale, which is somewhere in and around about, obviously this varies, 1 pound or 1,000, but somewhere in between about 26 and 34 Celsius is what you're talking before it actually starts, growth actually starts to drop off. Obviously, therefore, the more it's growing and the more we tip to that scale, the more water that is therefore required. The other part of it obviously is if light can get to the soil, you'll find evaporation, or basically the sun will dry it out. Two things that I do and that I have done and that I do quite regularly. Number one, put them into a place where you reduce the light. So put them into the shadiest north-facing spot that you can find all of the plants. That will do two things. It will reduce the amount of sunlight getting to the plants, therefore slows down growth. Makes sense. You'll also find there's probably a little bit of a draft there, so it will keep them relatively cool. Second thing is you will find less or lower amounts of sunlight or light or heat temperature, therefore getting to the surface of the soil and therefore drying that out. Third thing then is it will reduce therefore the amount of water that is required, hence my noting it. What you need to do immediately is twofold. Take, or what I have, is a wheelie bin cut in half. It was given to me to build a garden with, so I didn't do it illegally, but I have a wheelie bin. You can make your own variation of this. A wheelie bin cut in half, filled to the brim with water, and you take the plants and you just plunge them straight into it. If you hold one pot plant below water level, sounds a bit CSI Miami or something, that like as if you were trying to drown it. What you'll find is all of the air pockets in the pot will be replaced with water. So you wait until all of the air bubbles have finished coming out of it. This will happen. Think of it like a fish bubbling, bloop, bloop, that kind of thing. You'll get the picture, it'll happen. Submerge it, head, the whole lot, etc. Everything, leaves as much as you can below water. Think of it like coming home from work after a really hot day. You'll do two things. You'll down about 3 pints of water yourself. And then the second thing is you'll throw some water on your face. So it's important to wet the foliage as well as saturate the compost, and I mean super saturate the compost. Here's where it also gets quite good. Once you put it into the shade, the evaporation, the transpiration, that's the evaporation of water through the leaves, will also be extremely reduced. If you don't have access to that, what I would suggest you do is get like a wheelbarrow. Fill it as much as you can with water. Put as many plant pots as you can in at one time. It will draw water up by a process known as capillary action. So it takes it from the base. Don't go watering from the top. If you can, whilst it's in sunlight, because water acts like a magnifying glass when resting upon leaves in sun like we're having right now, and it will scorch leaves or burn them on you. So you may end up with a plant looking like it is mildly necrotic, or that is the process search necrosis, a point at which is going to the point of dying. Back to the story. I do tend to babble a bit. I often need to breathe as well. But what you will end up is with a scorch on the leaf, which is as a direct result of the sunlight and the water combined, as versus a direct result of it being neglected for a period of a weekend whilst it's left to cook. I hope this is making sense. This is a podcast. You can rewind it and play it back. In short, drown your plants for a period of about half an hour and put them into the shade. That should get you about 2 or 3 days. Should get you, but it slows everything down and allows the plant to catch back up on itself. That's as good as I've got for you for the moment. It will solve the problems that you have and prevent your investment being ruined. If, on the other hand, you've just got your garden landscaped, and I refer to clients of mine in this, where you have beautiful plants, trees, etc., gone in. If you must and you have to use the hose, do so. That's absolutely fine. Yours are planted in the ground. Do two things. Water when the sun goes down. Same principles as we just spoke about apply. Reduce transpiration, reduce evaporation of water, in short. But also the plant is left with, let's say you do it at 9 o'clock tonight. Do it with a cup of tea, relax, take your time. Don't be stressing about it. Mist with your finger over the top of the hose, the upper parts or the foliage and the stem of the plant, give it a cooling down, and then flood the base of it. What we used to do when it was over in South Africa landscaping, so we used to make a wee little circle. You'll see going up around Dorset Street, they actually do it on the street trees there. So you make a wee little circle of soil so that the, you remember when you were building sandcastles on the beach when you were a nipper, and you used to try and make a moat. You'd pour the water in and then it just kind of, you know, disintegrate, disappear, whatever, wash away. A bit like that. So you build a wee little circle around it. Stops the water kind of going left and right. And do it at night time. Cool it down. It's now got a period of about 10 odd 12 hours to take this water in. And use as much of it as it possibly can, or as much of it as you are giving it, to the best of its ability, because it has no competition for disevaporation. The sunlight isn't there. Best time to do it. So there you go. Watering as it should be in the weather that we're having. There you go. Go have a cup of tea, wait till 9 o'clock, and then have another one. No point in watching the news. No point. You know what they're going to say. It'll be blah, blah, blah. Stuff. Vote. Did you know you can vote next week? Who cares? Go and have an ice cream. That's it, folks. I'll talk to you later. You'll find this probably tomorrow up on the blog. That's blog.donneganlandscaping.com. Anything else, you can get me via Twitter at Donegan Gardens, or head to facebook.com/Donegan Landscaping, where you will also find this podcast. Okay, take care. Have a great evening. Bye for now.